Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to see exactly what entrepreneurs are missing in terms of their online presence so that they can be found. So I am super excited to introduce Karina Taugwalder. Now, Karina is the owner of Online Presence Care and an expert within search engine optimization, websites, and social media. Karina has a passion for helping small businesses and entrepreneurs with visibility through online marketing, providing website and social media services, and specializing in SEO. And when Karina is not working, she enjoys adventurous road trips to rock climbing destinations to enjoy the mountains and nature with her husband and dog. Well, welcome, Karina. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Yeah. Hi, Wendy. I'm super excited to be on your podcast and looking forward to talking to you.
Yeah. And, you know, I just love how you're helping entrepreneurs take the mystery out of how to get found online. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Absolutely. I'm very passionate about my business and helping entrepreneurs to be visible online.
Yeah, and that's so important because it is a sea, it is an ocean, a vast, maybe even space out there. It's just infinite. So, yeah. Karina, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own business?
The tipping point was climbing three mountains, the Breithorn, Sinal Rothorn, and Matterhorn in the Alps of my hometown, Zermatt in Switzerland, where I grew up.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. And it gave me proof that I'm capable to accomplish challenges despite the difficulty. It also gave me the reassurance that I can make it and never give up no matter what. This experience actually, I felt the most on the Matterhorn on the last steep part. And also due to the elevation gain where the legs just started heavier with each step. So that was the tipping point.
Right. Oh boy, I can see how that really illuminated for you the strength that you possess, right? Because those are huge mountains. Mm-hmm. Those are massive. And to be able to set that goal for yourself, obviously you had to do a lot of preparation and training, and that takes self-discipline, and then to actually overcome whatever challenges, which I'm sure there were many along the way, and hit the destination, achieve those huge goals. And that just, it sounds like it was really an illumination or an awakening for you as to what you're truly capable of. Yeah, I love that. So how long have you had your own business, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Absolutely. I actually started my full-time business back in 2015, and I started naming it Online Presence Care. I then focused the early years on social media support, where I started setting up social media profiles for my clients and also started doing regular postings for them. And then about a year later, I started website design services, But I wanted to keep the social media services as well. So I hired a contractor to help me with that. And that gave me more time to focus on the website designs and development.
Nice.
And then about 3 years ago, I started giving online marketing advice to my clients, where I would do monthly calls with them. And then about 2 years ago, I started specializing in SEO and delegate more of the design aspects of the website to my team members.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that and makes sense.
Yeah, so I'm always kind of looking to, I guess, evolve so that you don't stay stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
And also with this year, I added additional services and I do more SEO or search engine consultations.
Nice. Yeah, that is great because that's definitely an area that is constantly evolving in my understanding. And mm-hmm. so it's really difficult for a busy entrepreneur to stay up on the latest. And so having an expert like you that really focuses on staying updated and keeping aligned with the latest, what is algorithms and, you know, compliances mm-hmm. and on and on and on. So that's definitely a huge need. Yeah, that I can see the business has evolved. Well, still maintaining the focus on supporting people in their social media as well as website design. So yeah, I love that.
For sure.
Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your business?
Yeah, absolutely. The biggest one is definitely self-doubt over these years.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order for me to work with this self-doubt, I started to take time to constantly learn new skills and also to stay up to date in the industry because it's always changing, the online industry.
Right.
Or online marketing industry.
Mm-hmm.
So this helps me to provide quality services on a regular basis by mm-hmm. keeping up with these skills. Additionally, by me doing this, it increases the self-confidence and therefore it wipes out the self-doubts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Knowledge is power. And, to have any sort of... inner sabotaging beliefs or thoughts going on certainly doesn't help any of us, right? Stand into the expert that we are. If our little voice is saying, yeah, but you're not great at this. And so I love that you've recognized that, okay, well, how I can overcome that little voice is to just really, okay, I'm going to, acquire this new skill or, participate in this next phase, whatever the evolution is with the next, like I said, algorithm or whatnot. So yes, knowledge is definitely power.
Knowledge is really key, but also comparing myself to others is a big one too.
Right.
And then what I did is I started writing down what makes me as a person unique, but also furthermore, I looked how my services are different from others,
mm-hmm.
Your competition. So once you know how you stand out from your competitors, mm-hmm. you can focus on these areas of services or products that you provide. So mm-hmm. that kind of helped me too.
Right. Yeah, definitely. That makes a lot of sense. And, obviously you are an expert at helping business owners and entrepreneurs gain strong online visibility. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really tough for me to shift from that management and designer role
mm-hmm.
Or the online marketer role into the salesperson role.
Mm.
Extremely difficult for me because I'm always focusing on how, on doing the client projects, you know, how can I help my clients to be successful? And then there is no time left for my business, or I kind of forget about marketing my business.
Right.
So that's a little bit of a challenge. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense, because you roll up your sleeves and you're right in there helping your clients gain that online presence and really align what their business is with the search engine optimization technique. So I can see where that is really, you know, quite involved. So are there any specific challenges that you would like a little support around in terms of how to become more effective at gaining these new clients?
Yeah, absolutely. So many times because of the work I do after a strategy call or even after a presentation, and the tough part is to ask for the sale or, you know, make that offer. And many times I do mention how, you know, how much I charge or how much that project is. But every project is different, so I can't really give every person the same price. So that's one of the challenges. But many times after a strategy call, I do mention that, you know, costs about that much for your project. And then people are surprised, and then you don't hear back from them. And that's really challenging.
Right. Yes, I can. And you're definitely not alone in that by any means, but I can certainly understand how that's really frustrating. After you've spent all this time talking to people what their business is all about and really diving in deep to what they're currently doing with their marketing and illuminating, you know, where you can really support them and then saying what the investment is or what your rates are, and then they just disappear on you. Like you said, they ghost you. That is really frustrating. And I would love to give you a little bit of an insight around how to prevent that, or at least reduce the amount of times that that happens, if you'd like.
Yeah, that will be really good, because I'm sure I'm not alone, and other entrepreneurs have that challenge.
Yes, you're definitely not alone in that area. And so it's interesting to me anyway, it's frustrating to you, but interesting to me how you have this, you know, a very specific, I mean, this is creative work, right? As well as search engine optimization, that of course is more analytical and, you know, knowledge driven and techniques, but, you know, the social media presence and website design, that's very creative. And so when anything's creative, there's only you, there's just you, there's nobody else. It's to differentiate you from everyone else is not that difficult, because you have your certain flair or your signature style. And, you know, when conveying to people what it is you can do for them and how you can best support them, if your prospective client is shocked about your rate, or not shocked, but just that seems to be the reason they don't get back to you in your mind, there's generally a direct correlation with the perceived value and your fee. And so it's not that we need to say, oh, well, I'll do more, even more work for you for this rate. No, that's not what I'm suggesting. But it really comes down to being adept at positioning yourself as the person who can really support your prospective client in a way that is aligned with exactly what they want to achieve. So what I'm guessing is there's really not enough questioning going on in terms of finding out the uniqueness about their business that you can help bring out through online presence, because they're not connecting your expertise with the value. That's a missing link right now. And so by increasing or maybe changing some of the discovery questions that you have during your conversation with them, it's interesting, as you were talking about how switching hats from the designer and the management role that you have into the sales role, what popped into my head was, but as you're doing the design work, you're probably going through a process of aligning this business with their specific, you know, how to bring alive in the online format, mm-hmm. their business and their presence. So my thought was, instead of seeing this as switching gears, it's almost verbalizing your process that you go through internally in terms of, okay, so what I would do if we were to work together is we map out exactly what the strengths are with your business and da 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 da. So in other words, you're mm-hmm. articulating some of the process that you just naturally go through in your brain in order to best showcase this client mm-hmm. without this being, of course, too technical or overwhelming, because we all know that that can easily happen when it comes to marketing and that's why we're hiring you. But
right.
it helps to attach a value with the work you do if they understand more of what goes into and how you're really handholding or caring specifically for their unique business in a way that is going to bring out the essence of the entrepreneur, the small business owner's business and expertise in a way that is showcases them. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if that's quite landing with you, but the main point that I'm trying to make is that if people are disappearing and not following up after they hear your rates, the last thing we want is to suggest to lower your rates because you have definite expertise and you're bringing a lot into your process. But if mm-hmm. you were to really align all the value and expertise that you're bringing to your client in a way that is going to help them showcase their business in a way that's going to get them more visibility beyond just right. these are my rates. You talk about your expertise and the outcomes of your work, then that helps to allow people to really appreciate the value and not so much just get hung up on your rate.
That makes sense.
Hopefully yeah. that'll switch your mindset just a little bit and change up the focus of your conversation to allow a little bit more time to, one, understand the essence of each business as you would mm-hmm. as if they're already your client. And talk about how you're going to showcase that in a way that isn't sharing any of your proprietary methodologies by any means, but it just gives them an insight into all the value that they're getting access to by hiring you.
Right.
By working with you. So,
right.
So yeah, hopefully yeah, that'll
that makes sense.
Yeah. And, right. you know, Karina, I'm curious here, speaking of, you know, online visibility, and we all know that it's just, like I said, you put in a Google search for anything and you instantly get back 600,000 or 1 million results. And so it right. is just really daunting how to be found out there. And the pandemic that we've just been going through has created such an influx of new businesses or businesses that have kind of lost momentum because of, you know, the impacts of the pandemic on their business. So mm-hmm. can you speak just a little bit about how the pandemic has impacted the work that you do?
Yeah, certainly. As you just said, there's the pandemic just sped up a lot of different businesses or how businesses go online. There's more businesses that are online. And also, of course, there's an impact on with a lot of people that experience loss of their workplace, loss of the in-person connections, and so on. As far as the business is concerned, because I have been online for all these years already, my client base has stayed steady. But through the pandemic, I've got more inquiries because people are curious now how their businesses can be found online because they had to essentially move their business to the internet. Mm-hmm. So that had a little bit of an increase of demand for my business. And also for me, because I'm always in touch with my clients, the phone calls essentially moved to Zoom calls. So I know, and I know a lot of businesses and entrepreneurs out there, they, you know, they're doing business on Zoom. I guess that's one of the aspects the pandemic, why I now also added SEO consultations, because there is more demand and people, they need help to be found online.
Right. Yes, definitely. It is something, like I said, that is a huge mystery because it seems to be ever evolving. And right. Well, you know, Karina, how do you work with business owners and entrepreneurs who want to finally have that strong online presence and not only get found through search engines, but also have beautiful websites and a solid online, you know, presence through their social media? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Yeah, definitely. So currently for my clients, I have a large client base already, and I do monthly calls with them because my philosophy is to stay in touch with my current client so I know what's going on and I know what their updates are, so I can stay aligned with their business and therefore giving them advice on how to be or stay successful online with their business. Mm. For my prospects, what I'm doing is I reach out to do a complimentary half-hour SEO consultations, which I look at their current online presence. How is their website? How is their social media? And based on that, I do a half an hour call with them and give them recommendations. And I would love to take that further and then work with them to improve their online presence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's great. It sounds like because you are always acquiring new skills and new knowledge, mm-hmm. you're giving your existing clients, you know, you're ensuring that they're staying current with their search engine placement. And so you provide ongoing support. Is that what I understand?
That is correct. Yes. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
I would love for them to go to my website, which is onlinepresencecare.com.
Okay.
And when you go to my website, you can learn a little bit more about me and my clients, but also I have a link where you can book a complimentary SEO consultation.
Okay.
And also I would like for you to like and follow me on social media so I can reach a wider audience and help people be successful online.
Right. So that's obviously Facebook. Does that include Instagram or what are the platforms?
Yeah. So Facebook is a Facebook online presence care.
Yeah.
Instagram. And also Instagram is also online presence care. And so those are the main platforms.
Okay, perfect. Online Presence Care. And that is the name of your website as well, onlinepresencecare.com. Perfect. I love that congruency, right? Which is what you coach and what you provide.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about branding, right?
Yes, having everything line up and match and be synchronistic. So, and you're walking your talk. So it's onlinepresencecare.com. And so what I understand is you're offering a complimentary session with you, a consultation to really dive in and take a look at how they're showing up through search engines and talk about optimizing that.
Correct. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for offering that. That's very generous of you, Karina.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously you have shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here in terms of just, you know, the complexities of online, you know, getting out there and being found and the visibility and what goes into really creating that solid presence through social media, websites, and search engine. And then also through sharing your tenacity of setting your goals to climb three mountains, which you did. And so that has just really been you know, very illuminating and inspirational. But if I could tap on you one last time here during our interview, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Absolutely. I actually have three wisdom nuggets.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, and I love to share those with you. The first one is never give up despite the challenges. Because challenges, they come and go. I advise to learn to work with those challenges and focus on the solutions. What I mean by that is, many times to look for these solutions, you have to kind of listen to your gut more than your head, or listen to that inner voice. And for me, over these years, to get better at that, I actually take frequent breaks throughout the day, but I also started meditating. And that gives me the strength to, you know, never give up. So that's one advice that hopefully you can take away from that. My second advice is, never compare yourself to others, because this will rob you of your self-confidence.
Right.
Yeah. Rather focus on what makes you special. And there are many out there like that do similar services or have similar products as you, but no one is like you. Everyone is special in their own way. And take that to heart. That helped me a lot. Yeah. And then the last one is always be honest and authentic. And when I say authentic, I mean, do what you say you will do.
Yeah, that's definitely the be authentic. And, you know, that aligns with, you know, never compare yourself, and just being authentic and showing up as fully as, you know, your own unique you, and know that that is enough.
Yeah.
That's powerful. Yeah. The combination of those two. I love that. And then of course, never give up. You know that, and you've demonstrated that yourself in terms of these mountains, because it's not always easy, right? It's not always easy, but just continuing forward, one next step. So yeah, powerful. Well, thank you for sharing all three of those nuggets of wisdom. I'm sure they will make a huge difference for who knows how many listeners, probably everybody, because we can't hear this kind of thing too much. So, well, Karina, it's just been so great hearing about your journey when you made that decision to climb three massive mountains, and you put together the game plan, the strategy, the training, the self-discipline, everything that goes into that. And then you did it. You put one foot in front of the other and accomplished that huge, those each huge accomplishments, and achieved, you know, that wake up call to, hey, I have a lot here to offer. And now this impactful work that you're doing as an online marketing expert, helping small businesses and entrepreneurs do what they thought was impossible, right? With accomplishing solid, strong online visibility through online marketing, providing website and social media services, and specializing in search engine optimization. I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Yeah, thank you so much for this opportunity, Wendy. I really appreciate it. And I was excited to share a little bit more about what I do with all your listeners.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you. And again, for all our listeners, you can reach Karina Taugwalder through her website. And that is onlinepresencecare.com. And be sure to follow her on Facebook and Instagram. All right. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation. where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Karina Taugwalder. And as always, here's to your success.